It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios. Hi, I'm Dr. Neeru Bakshi, and I'm your guest host this week. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Friday. Today is my last day guest hosting, and I want to thank you so much for having me. But I hope this helped you feel a little more comfortable in your own skin. I feel like a lot of what we've talked about this week has related to communication. A lot of us have issues with our bodies because of our parents, doctors, society at large, talking to us when we were growing up. The big takeaway from this week is none of this is one size fits all. Your health, diet, body image, they're all unique. And the more we think and communicate with this in mind, the better off we'll be. When we think about the different parameters of health, what we have to take into consideration is that there's no one specific number or measurement that determines whether or not we are healthy. What we've got to look at, though, is a more holistic view of who we are in our bodies and ultimately how our bodies function and how we feel. The way that I like to think about this is by viewing the unique characteristics that make each of us us. If I were to take a look at my own body, I know that my body is not supposed to look like what somebody else's body looks like. I am not a supermodel who is rail thin and 6 foot tall. But if I tried to make myself into that kind of a body, I know ultimately I would be doing my own self a disservice. So when I honor myself and I think about the way that my body functions, then I know that I, as a unique individual, need to move and nourish my body in a way that works for me and may not work for somebody else, and vice versa. Another way to think about this allegory is by thinking about different species of dogs. Now, I know this might sound a little wacky, but come with me on this. If we had the thought that poodles were beautiful, and they're cute, we love poodles, but not all dogs are supposed to look like poodles. Could you imagine if we took a Saint Bernard and then tried to make that dog look like a poodle? We'd be starving the dog, we'd be changing the way that it looks physically, and ultimately making that dog not look like itself and actually be in much more poor health than what it was designed to look like. So when we take the same approach to us as humans, not all of us are designed or destined to be the poodles. That doesn't mean, though, that we have to conform ourselves or our bodies to become this idealized version of what's valued. When we do that, we ultimately are challenging and degrading our health rather than improving it. So when we pull back and we say, okay, not everybody needs to be in the same shape or size in order to be healthy, we come to a greater sense of acceptance and appreciation for our uniqueness and our individuality. Another thing that we can consider is the concept of circles of control. We use this in therapy all of the time, and what this concept really identifies are the things that I have power over or that I can impact. The things that are outside of my circle of control are the things that I don't necessarily have the ability to change or move in any sort of a way. And so when we think about this idea of circles of control, it's important for us to operate in that zone of what we do actually have control over. We are then able to create a space in which we thrive. And ultimately, that's really what we want for ourselves. That's it for today. Thanks for tuning in and have a great weekend.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Check out our great selection of garage and utility lighting options. In stock, ready to take home today. We carry everything to help you illuminate whatever project you're working on. Shop garage and utility lighting products in store at your nearest Menards. You can also view all of our entire selection of lighting options today on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.